This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Coloradans are gaining more power to repair their consumer electronics, like computers and phones. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the big right to repair bill signed by the governor yesterday.
In recent years, Colorado created the right to repair both agricultural equipment and powered wheelchairs. That means manufacturers have to make repair manuals and parts available to both owners and independent technicians. This year's broad expansion adds the right to repair consumer electronic devices, such as cell phones and tablets. It also bans parts pairing. That's when a company's software only works with certain approved parts. The new law does carve out some exemptions. For instance, people would not get the right to repair video game consoles. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Child care providers can now apply for extra money to address the shortage of care for infants and toddlers. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
Colorado providers can fill out a brief application to receive between $1,500 and $2,500 extra dollars. The money aims to expand initiatives to boost quality, such as coaching, training, and staff bonuses. More than half of Colorado residents live in a community where demand for infant toddler care exceeds supply. Costs for families are also extremely high. Infant care is nearly $17,000 a year. Care for toddlers is over $14,000. The deadline to apply for the grants is June 15th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Navajo Nation Council has unanimously approved a historic settlement to secure water rights for the Navajo, Hopi, and San Juan Southern Paiute tribes. It's a $5 billion deal. It includes plans for a nearly $2 billion pipeline from Lake Powell to deliver water to remote tribal communities. The settlement aims to address longstanding water issues in the drought-stricken Southwest, and it marks a significant step toward water security for the tribes. Congress must sign off on the deal before it can take effect. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.